So way back in the 60s, wealth imploded. So then the word made the market. So if you wealth, traditional gold, silver, credit, billions of dollars, whatever you call it, whatever that is, it imploded because it got transferred to the real wealth. It was on the information level. So the word made the market. So the White House became the agency of the word that made the market. That was the only voice that had any power. So if you're, like, take the Facebook guy, Zuckerberg. If you're become wealthy because you make a new toy that people then adopt and then you get raised up and Jeff Bezos becomes the richest guy in the world, you are moved toward the imploded central point that McLuhan called the Prince of the Air. And this is still in the Rouge Quadrant. The Prince of the Air is a biblical term for Lucifer or Satan. And the Prince of the Air is the master of hardware and software, an electric engineer. A-I-R. The element, A-I-R, Prince of the Air, the term in the Bible. So that's Lucifer. So you have the electric environment, the air, we're on the air, the electric air. That has a focus point. And as you rise up the wealth hierarchy, you will be gravitated, moved to the center. You will not be the Antichrist, but you will be nearby because your wealth takes you to the imploded point where super money wealth flips into software power of the word that makes the market. So often you'll have people like Dick Cheney in charge of the some part of the White House and are right next to the word makes the market, but they're not the guy in charge of it. The guy in charge of it is an imploded synchronicity of drugs, agriculture, military, education, Hollywood, what they call the military, industrial, education, entertainment complex. That's an erroneous term. You don't have hyphens between each of these words. Politics is a military operation.
No, it's
education is an entertainment operation. They're all overlapped like Finnegan's Wake. So Finnegan's Wake shows you the room of the Antichrist, HCE's room. So that's the room, and that might, if you got parallel worlding and other phenomena, vampires and all these different things, it's very hard to describe what is at the center of the control point. And in the notes to chapter 23 of Revelation, Ion tries to translate the notes describing that center of the vortex. Very complex. I don't know if you know what I mean, Bert.
Yes.
The many mansions, all this crazy language of the different chords and keys and different environments that is described there, that is describing what is at the core, if you want to call who's running the evil. And, on the biggest level, humans made it. They want this contrast. But it's not people like Dick Cheney. It's way more interesting than that. And so you can make movies taking aspects of it, all the monster movies, or the Valerian. I just watched Valerian last night. I didn't get it all because I fell asleep at one point. And so, but it's not a very good movie, but it was showing shifting dimensions and some bad people. Who was the bad person, Carolyn? They tried to take over the nice, delicate people. Remember that? You watched it.
Who's the bad person?
Remember the tall, thin, bald women? They were in the paradise at the beginning.
Yeah, they were the good guys.
Yeah, and then somebody was the bad guys. But it was an interdimensional warfare. That's the latest manifestation of an attempt to make a map of the battle between good and evil.
Yeah.
Which ignores the fact there's no evil, you know. Mm-hmm. So so you got to look at this imploding factor. The political – all quadrants are in Finnegan's Wake. LaRouche. It has a section on the battle between the Protestants and the Catholics over an unpaid bill. That's page 572 or so, 570 to 573, 574. And they got bottom-up stuff. They got Thompson. They got mysticism. Everything is in Finnegan's Wake. So you unpack it, and then you have different sources that give you an aspect of the wake. But it's all pointing to McLuhan's statement that who's in charge now? The Prince of the Air, master of hardware and software, an electric engineer, and an amazing PR man or phenomenon.
There's articles out now. I just tripped across two articles in the last 2 weeks where they're talking about Mark Zuckerberg running for president against Trump in 2020.
Yeah, I saw that. Everybody's going to run. That's the Furryland archetype.
The evil center.
Appropriately placed. No, no. Everybody wants to be the furry lint that topples the Antichrist. They haven't even got a fucking clue what they're up against. They don't know that the environment he rode in on is part of the Antichrist.
Okay, but wait. So what did you say? You just said the king of heirs.
Listen to that.
The king of hardware and software, right? Or the
prince of the air, which is apparently a term in the Bible. I can't cite where it is, but people seem to agree that's what it is. The prince of the air. So Marshall's writing this to one of these Catholic philosophers I was telling you about that he was influenced by and convinced to convert in the 30s. It's Jacques Maritain. He's writing this amazing letter in 69 describing the prince of the air to this guy. And more to be said about that later. But his definition of the prince of the air is master, an electric engineer, master of hardware and software, and maybe a PR statement. I'll just go and get the book and read it to you.
It's Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verse 2, Ephesians.
22. Holy shit, there's your 22.
Well done, Gene.
Wow. Well done. Okay. And it's called Prince of the Air. What's the sentence?
In which in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience.
Yeah, rock and rollers, the sinners.
Wow.
So, Gene, you brought up the sinner story, and then you read about the sinners right there in the Bible. That was your topic tonight.
Yes.
Okay,
that's
looking
the thing,
up,
Bob. All of those references that Ion gives in Revelation for all the other biblical references that are in our future, you know?
Yes.
Throughout Revelation, Ion, it says, and it's referenced in James 2:5, you know, he does that all the way through. They have significance, every single one of them.
What's your
point? You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. Ion quotes all parts of the Bible all the time. What's your point?
Yeah, well, we just looked up Ephesians 2:2. I wouldn't be surprised if it's somewhere in Revelation, you know, that Ion referenced it already.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm just drawing up the book here. Look up the Jacques Maritain and get his... it's interesting. He's talking to a Catholic guy about the beast, and we'll see what happens from that. So... Jacques Maritain. Well, they don't list it in the proper place alphabetically, so I guess MC comes before... got MC, then MA, then back to MC, then McLuhan, and then McNamara, McNamee, McNasby, MC, MC, then it goes MA, MA. So then you get to Maritain. So he's page 369. Now, you know, McLuhan's Catholic number is 69. So his mentor is on page 369. There's a nice poetry right there. So he says, he's talking about Aquinas and Gutenberg, the I Ching. He says, may I suggest that just as the Roman clergy defected in the Gutenberg era on the illusion of the inner light, even greater numbers may be expected to defect under the mystical attractions of the electric light. Since our reason has been given us to understand natural processes, remember we were talking about natural processes earlier, back in the 50s, why have men never considered the consequences of their own artifacts upon their modes of self-awareness? I have devoted several books to this subject. There is a deep-seated repugnance in the human breast against understanding the processes in which we are involved. Such understanding involves far too much responsibility for our actions. Okay, so that doesn't lead into what I'm looking for. But he says, I know of no philosopher who's ever studied the effects of technology on philosophical concepts, though the ascendancy of the I provided by the phonetic alphabet obviously made Euclid and Plato possible. It is equally obvious that the degradation of the I by the visceral extension electrically of our proprioceptive lives, the Galion, creates the attitudes of involvement and participation in the world of existentiality. The 19th century bureaucrats in charge of implementing Vatican II are quite helpless in the face of a world of instantaneous information. Since we are doing these things to ourselves, there is no earthly reason for submitting to them unconsciously or irrationally. Perhaps now, when things happen at very high speeds, a formal causality or pattern recognition may appear for the first time in human history. Analogy of proper proportionality, that's the Thomas Aquinas doctrine. Analogy of proper proportionality, for example, is a mode of awareness destroyed by literacy. So there's the pre-printing press awareness. That would be what Ion calls other terms. It's pre-printing press. Analogy of proper proportionality, for example, is a mode of awareness destroyed by literacy, since the literate man insists on visual connections where being insists upon resonance. See, the difference between connections and resonance.
Wow.
Okay, so then there must be another letter. Maybe it's to Robert Louver. I thought it was to him. Maybe there's another letter to him. Oh, it doesn't seem to be another letter. 384. Yeah, here it is. Page 387, a letter to a Robert Louver, who is a priest, editor of the U.S. Catholic magazine. They did an article on McLuhan, maybe around that time, 1969. So the same time he's writing to Maritain. Interesting, he doesn't bring up the Prince of the Air to the philosopher. He gets a little disappointed in Maritain in this 50s, 60s, says Maritain was a latent Gnostic, so interesting why he didn't. Oh, he does say, there's a shorter sentence here. This is to Maritain. The speed up of print permitted a very high development of bureaucratic centralism in church and state, just as the much greater speed up of electricity dissolves the echelons of the organization chart and creates utter decentralism, mini-art and mini-state. Now, he also says elsewhere, there's an increase, a continuation of centralization of the legacy of visual space, even though the world is decentralizing. And that's where you get the Antichrist, comes from that ongoing centralization. McLuhan calls it Big Brother Goes Inside. It's not out demonstrating itself. Whereas the Renaissance...
Could Facebook be a contemporary example of that?
Well... people say that CIA monitors people through Facebook, but what are they monitoring? They're not successful. Most of the terrorists are organized by them.
Yeah, the distortion. That's the Android meme distortion of it all, that it's meaningless, like Curse of Oak Island.
No,
TV series.
It's not meaningless. In the picture of the Android meme that is my chart, one area is paranoia. All the emotions are hyped up in the Android meme, all the anthropomorphic emotions. Schizophrenia, hysteria, panic, paranoia.
But doesn't
panic,
Facebook
ecstasy?
Doesn't Facebook
ecstasy.
Represent that? That's all that's left is those stages. That there's nothing really to be paranoid about.
No, Facebook is your blood. It is a necessary part of your life.
Ooh.
It is communicating inside you and allowing you to communicate all over the place. Everybody becomes their own intelligence agency with their own broadcasts or posts. It's the most amazing finniganese that ever was so far. It's a huge, I don't want to say addiction, but a huge pleasure for millions of people. There's nothing, nobody's controlling them. unless they want to put some information out that Facebook catches and they censor you or something. They do that on YouTube. But there's lots of ways people express themselves without getting in trouble with whoever is running Facebook. So
okay, Facebook is
it's
in
not
your
something
blood.
To worry about. It's for machines, not us. But you can piggyback on it with one of the emotions.
Right. It's not like in your blood as
yeah, it's inside you. It's more important than
your
blood.
144,000.
Hopefully that's what we've found a way to bypass the Facebook occupation of your blood. That's why people are dying. They have magnesium deficiency because their blood is the electronic circuits.
The imbalance of the bacteria, the Facebook bacteria, is overbalanced. It's like
yeast. Yeah, that could be a good metaphorical statement, but make sure you know what you're talking about. And it's not just bacteria. It's parasites, fungus, viruses, and what's the other one, Carol? Mitochondria? Spirochetes.
Spirochetes.
Any biological elements are in there. But it's more than that.
It's the breakdown of the immune system.
No, it's a support to the immune system. If we didn't have it, people would be fucking dropping dead.
Facebook supports
kind of
the
medicine.
Immune system?
No. The electric environment wore people out, radio and TV, and then whatever you call the cable TV environment of the 80s. And then that fails, and that becomes a huge disservice. So then you need a new excitement, and that's World Wide Web 1. And then that turns into a disservice. So then you need a second excitement, World Wide Web 2, Facebook, YouTube, and that makes people stay alive. Because they don't need food to stay alive. They don't need anything to stay alive. But they do need stimulation of their being, which is what information does for people today. So it's medicine. McClone says this in Cliched Archetype. Media are the new anesthetics. And then the people who get confused start going on worrying about their chemical body, and they take chemical body meds. And that's what Carolyn's calling the drug companies. But they're puny compared to the life-saving ability. As Zappa said, radio is new life. Look at that. Who else said that? John Cage never said that. Fucking Stravinsky never said it. Zappa said it because he had Bob knowledge. Radio is new life. That's back in the 50s. Facebook is new life. Whatever's going to come out in the next while is new life. But it is limited. It's you could call it frictional media. It's not frictionless. Our stuff is frictionless. It activates you so that you're not worn down by friction.
Okay, there's the distinction.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't prop up Zuckerberg as a representation of that center, of getting moving towards the center.
No, he's part of the center. His technology is part of the center. It's part of the Android meme. He's just a hapless chemical body who got into that position by accident, by default. And he's trying to put meaning into it. Now that he maybe thinks he has all this wealth, what's he going to do with it? So he's trying to start a political party.
Yes.
Well, where's he going to go to if he's president? He's going to end up the same place as Trump, a vacuum, where it's hard to make any sense of anything at that center. So that McLuhan continues, whereas the Renaissance print-oriented individual thought of himself as a fragmented entity, and that was a new service. They liked being a fragmented entity. The electric-oriented person thinks of himself as tribally inclusive of all mankind. Where's all mankind out of sleep? I add that phrase. Electric information environments, being utterly ethereal, fosters the illusion of the world as a spiritual substance. It is now a reasonable facsimile of the mystical body, a blatant manifestation of the Antichrist. After all, the prince of this world is a very great electric engineer. So that's all he says to Maritain. And then to Robert Louver of Catholic World, he says, there is no harm in reminding ourselves from time to time that the, quote, prince of this world, so it's not prince of the air, prince of this world, but he says prince of the air somewhere else, I think, prince of this world is a great, we're reminding ourselves that the prince of this world is a great PR man, a great salesman of new hardware and software, a great electric engineer, and a great master of the media. It is his, and that's capital H, it is his master stroke to be not only environmental, but invisible. For the environmental is invincibly persuasive when ignored. So all the parts that the Android meme chart shows as suspect figures are not the Android meme. Very hard to describe the Android meme. And we didn't have a means to describe it until Ion showed up. Because Ion goes around that environment, is part of the Android meme, includes it, is part of the Antichrist, part of the non-physical, part of the domain of little men, and it had to come forth to reveal itself. I'm the only person in the world who can say that, as Ion says. Bob's the only person who took Ion seriously, really got into it seriously. Now, Bert takes it seriously, but he doesn't have the background and equipment that I have to really be an expert on talking about the meanings of Ion. He can, you know, Bert's a good assistant, a good clerk. I need a, hey, where's that thing? You know, and then, like, I'm the president, I've got a guy, where's the Treasury Department report? And Bert hands it to me, you know. He's staff.
A right-hand man.
Well, no hands. I got too many hands. We don't know which hand. Hand signals for the blind. I don't know what hand he's using. But yeah. Look at what McLuhan's writing. And these are letters to people. People probably fainted halfway through. So after he says that, his master stroke is to be not only environmental but invisible. For the environmental is invincibly persuasive when ignored. Now he's quoting page 81, line 1 in Finnegan's Wake. The viability of vicinals, you know, things in the vicinity or in your viscerals, your environment, the viability of vicinals is invincible if invisible. That's what Joyce says. So then look at this. War has become the environment of our time. Now, he doesn't mean, you know, Vietnam War, Korean War. He's talking about the conflict among all the media parts of the Android meme. War has become the environment of our time, if only because it is an accelerated form of innovation and education. So teachers don't know they're part of war. And scientists, Bill Gates doesn't know he's part of war. War is innovation and education. That's the making of new hardware and new software that is always giving temporary new life to people. That's what the Antichrist can do, or the Prince of the World. If war, according to the Hertzian principle of complementarity, is the natural result of shifting loyalties and identity images, so people are shifting identities and loyalty all the time, we can use the same Hertzian principle to understand other conundrums. For example, affluence creates poverty, just as the public creates privacy, i.e., where there is no affluence, there may be hardship, but no poverty, and where there is no public, there may be solitude, but no privacy. These are matters that I have discussed in the Dooline newsletters at length. The principle of complementarity is indispensable to understanding the unconscious effects of technologies on human sensibility, since the response is never the same as the input. So the principle of complementarity is indispensable to understanding the unconscious effects of technologies on human sensibility, since the response is never the same as the input. The response is the sensory closure, the bias that's created by the input, the shaping of the sensory input by the medium. This is the theme of the Gutenberg Galaxy, where it is
complementary viewpoints,
Well, no, not a complementary. A viewpoint is sensory closure. What you prefer to notice and maybe like, that's what your bias is that. And you're conditioned by the new media to have a particular kind of preference. That's called SC, sensory closure. This is the theme of the Gutenberg Galaxy, where it is explained that the visually oriented person stresses matching rather than making in all experience. It is this matching that is often mistaken for truth in general. The hallucinogenic world, in environmental terms, can be considered as a forlorn effort of man to match the speed of power of his extended nervous system, which we call the electronic world, that's in quotes, electronic world, by intensifying, this is why people take drugs, by intensifying the activity of his inner nervous system. This is somewhat like the use of the fast motor car as a way of fighting back at the overpowering scale of high-rise and metropolitan buildings. People get motor cars, Carolyn, to speed past the big high-rise. That should make you laugh.
That's Facebook in the 21st century.
Yeah, that's a way of ignoring the environment of information speeding around you, spiraling without you, indifferent to you. So you're given a nice little thing where the user is the content, and you're in charge. You're king of your whole broadcasting situation. So he says all this several pages, very long letter, and then he says, please don't regard this as any more than a few random responses to Mr. Parker, who wrote some criticism of McLuhan. It's an incredibly long, amazing letter.
Yeah, right.
That's page 384.
This is just a rant. You know,
yeah. Yeah, just a rant. Don't mind me. I'm just a
don't take it personally.
Yeah. I'm just a little I'm just babbling. Somewhere. I'm just a little quiet guy doing his studies.
Mm. Mm.
So that implosion, the more and more you deeply understand the imploding that electric media started in 1929. That's when the Vatican decided to do a RAI action and separate itself from the implosion of the Seven Sisters oil companies. So they acquired sovereign nation state status to sort of float around the planet and have diplomatic, you know, protocols. And meanwhile, the Seven Sisters in the 20s organized a controlling of the hardware oil industry because it was becoming a minor environment to the new electric vortex that radio was creating, which would cause even more problems. You know, the oil company merging, they're part of the thing that is the Antichrist at that point, but they're not the whole thing. The whole mixture of media is the Antichrist. And that's media going back to ESG
so
and speech,
profound.
Up to satellites and fiber optics. What?
This is so profound.
Go, Nickel.
Bert, I'm having a moment again.
Well, that's why.
Epiphany,
that's why you're here, man. That's why you're here.
Okay, I'm missing any of it. What you're saying? What is Nick saying?
Can you not hear me, Bob? I said it's so profound. What you said.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, what do you mean by profound? What do you mean? It shows you connections and yet resonances and overlaps.
Yes.
The whole realm
of
chemistry, the whole spectrum.
Yes. And it's all coming out of Finnegan's wake, and it's all then intermeshed with McLuhan, and then it's replayed by the brilliant Bob, and then it's, you know, obsolesced and then brought back again, and it's just like mental gymnastics for the blind.
What do you think of that, Carol?
Nice.
Yeah, but you going to me, Carol?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your final comment to help these people with, since you're the center of the storm now? You're the Antichrist, Carol. You're part of making. You have to realize the complementarity. There needs to be a you to justify the FDA's rulemaking. You know, that's the complementariness here.
I'm taking my magnesium, Carolyn. Don't you worry. I'm on it daily.
But what is the your position in the interval there? You have to stay in the interval, which you're very good at as a four-leveled Piscean, which also makes you very sensitive and unable to read EIR for 40 years till now. But do you have a statement about the profundity of what I've laid out here?
Well, I think it's a great level of interaction that you provide for people to keep their brains going while I keep their bodies going. I think it's an incredible
Sweetheart. We're complimentary.
Yeah.
We take turns
very
being
so.
The Antichrist, you know, depending if we focus on hardware or software.
Right. So,
yeah, Carolyn.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Nope.
Well, what if you made up your own diseases, your own names for diseases, and talked about diseases that the FDA hasn't named yet? And
that sounds like fun, but, you know, they just they won't get the joke.
They're part of the institution that makes the market. They can make the rules. And
even
they are
the FDA consultant, you know, former FDA that just pushes the FDA agenda, you know, they said we couldn't have a testimonial about yeast overgrowth because it was a disease. And I said, well, medicine doesn't recognize it. So the FDA is all of a sudden recognizing diseases that medicine doesn't recognize.
Good point.
So it can pull rank. I mean, that's
what she say? She didn't know what to say to that.
No, she didn't answer.
That's a good point. You're not talking about disease. I'm talking about magnesium deficiency and yeast stuff that's not a disease. You guys have not recognized it. That's a good defense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We might come to that because I'm not really bending over to receive anything more from them.
You're stronger than them. You're a stronger part of the Antichrist. You got ions. You got a big part of the Antichrist working with you.
I just had another profound moment here, and that is,
everybody's all diseased.
No, it's like a Hardy Dar flew in over my land, and it went, aha, and I went, yes, aha, and I'm going to share this with you, is that the food for the body is coming from you, which is the yin and the yang, and the food for the mind is coming from Bob. And it's just
such a delicious combination of the chemical. It's erroneous. Cancel the thought. You're talking about the categories of the chemical body. There's four. No, we start in the middle with the five bodies.
I start over the other side of the bridge and then bridge over. You're right in the middle. You're
I am the river that you cross.
You're falling all the river, all the time.
I'm the river you fall into.
Yeah, okay.
Back to the slow lane version. Okay, let's hear the slow lane version.
Right.
What is it first, the mind and the body?
Nick, you don't even know.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. They're all the same. It's such a fun voice I'm up against.
Karen is doing a great job. That's all I can say. I love all the fun.
Okay, so go ahead. Did you finish? Yes, I'm the mind, Carol's the body, in very simple terms. That's what you realize?
No, it's bigger than that. Way bigger.
Well, go into it, but let me add something. The resonance, Shannon, who you heard, our foster daughter, around that time, the late 80s, she went to an old grandmother psychic, and the lady told her, you're involved with two people. One's a healer of the mind, and one's a healer of the body. And that's me and Carol. And
so
Shannon,
where did I go wrong?
What?
Where's Shannon? Her and I should connect. I mean, you know, where did we go wrong here? Huh?
Where did you go wrong? Yes. How come you don't know Shannon? You definitely went wrong.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the healer of the mind and the healer.
Give us the big view.
Yeah, you tell it. You tell us, Bob. I'm waiting.
Yeah, I'll tell.
I'm listening.
No. You presented. You got to work.
Bob, you cut people off.
I didn't cut him off. Well, he has no strength. I mean, I say my bet he should be interested in the response to learn from it. And then he goes back to what he was going to say or the new effects of what I said on what he was going to say.
Well, Shannon was absolutely beautiful on whatever she was doing. Was she phoning you on a landline? I was trying to work that out,
yes.
But never mind. That's a chemical
in
body
our machine,
thing.
Like Bob was down at the station.
And she was calling a voicemail at home.
At our home.
No, the answering machine, an old, rotary digital early kind of phone.
So beautiful. And she's got a lovely voice for radio. She just sounded so delicious.
That's right. She's perfect.
What's her website?
Yeah.
EarthEmpress.com.
Yeah, go look at her.
EarthEmpress.com. Just so fitting. I'm going to.
Okay, but what is so profound? You say it's more profound than mind and body, and you are not qualified to say anything about the profundity. Is that what you're admitting?
I'm talking yes, absolutely.
Well, you summed up what I say in a more useful, complex way. You got to deal with the five bodies. So I would say Carolyn is we both do all five bodies now with Ion. So she does chip body stuff. On her emails and typing. She does TV body stuff on her radio show. She does astral relief and other spiritual levels through Ion. And then she does the physical stuff with her products. And then she does the mystery body with us. And I do the same thing. Chip body, email. This is TV radio body. I'm on the astral plane, affecting and involved with people's dreams. And then there's the chemical body stuff. I advocate some kind of general health image for a 95-year-old.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's a healthy.
That funny injection. Black cap. Funny black.
Yeah,
cap,
the funny black. An old man. It's an old man's hat, Carolyn. It's like what the retarded guy in Dartmouth used to wear.
That's yellow.
That's how it looks good on you.
Everything looks good on me because I'm more than what you see. I'm communicating. I seduce you with other vibrational frequencies you're not aware of. Or you immediately are repelled by me because you don't like the frequencies.
Word. I just love you both anyway. So that sums it up. Okay, so there you go.
Yeah, no, we're not going to go there. I ain't going to your there you go. Okay? And we're not here to sum up and have a finish line, okay? There's no finish line there, so there you go. Okay, let's take that one.
Have you all noticed that any declarative statements on your part are immediately attacked by
that's
God?
Right. I can do that.
I
don't know what number Bob it is.
Ion always says,
Carolyn, but.
Ion always says that Bob, we say something, Bob will immediately obsolesce it.
That's right. Did he actually say those words, Bert?
Well, not those words, but he would say it. You know, when you say something, Bob will immediately turn it around and obsolesce it.
I'll change it. I'll move it on to what you didn't know you said. That's right.
What about basic?
No, and you should, and this is an example for you to be able to do it too. How could you know how to do it if you didn't have an example?
Yeah.
You should be able to think of all factors. Like if you come into me with a univocal statement with sort of an angle and a point of view, it's immediately weak because you're not including the opposite point of view. You must say every conversation has two, every situation has two conversations. That's the first rule we got from Ion.
Here's one thing that comes to mind, and especially when you play those recordings of 30 years ago when you're on the radio.
Right.
Because I know it would be so useful for me to talk about how great I am, you know, to use words and to talk about how great I am, like you do.
Yeah.
But I realize.
Yeah, but I can back it up. I can back it up.
You've done it for 30 years. I don't care whether I can back it up or not. It would still be useful. But you've done it for 30 years. 30 years, Bob. And it's taken me four just to recognize how useful it would be for
me. To do it.
Well,
you should start your own radio show then. Bill's got lots of space.
Well, I'm going to start with my drunk friends, I think.
I didn't wait around for my drunk friends.
Easy target, Gene.
I don't care what
they
think.
You're not going to get far with them. You have to be discarnate so people can't get to you when you start bragging about yourself.
You know, I had an experience with a young person, a young, really bright young man who was getting all angst because he was kind of upset because his peers really didn't see him, recognize him. He had to limit himself just to hang out with them. It got very stressful for him. And he knows about Ion and all. And I said, look, you've got to realize that how amazing you are, how gifted, how talented, you're a god. And I was using the God word back then before Bob started slapping me. And,
I corrected the population on that one.
And I said, you are limiting yourself just to fit in with their idea of what they want you to be. And it's got nothing to do with you and how wonderful you are. And he got it. It just flipped him right out of his socially acceptable stance, and that's what young people are being forced into these days, is they have to fit in.
Why does that sound like Brent to me? Did Brent have a consultation with you? You don't have to say yes or no. It sounds like Brent. I think that happened to Brent in some way.
Maybe.
Not that he listened to you. It's not that he had a consult with you, but he listened to your show and understood things you said and applied them.
Yeah, but I think that's what is affecting a lot of bright young people. They just can't figure out, well, am I supposed, and even to the extent of what am I supposed to call this person, a male or a female,
and
they get all screwed up.
With chemical body categories, they are bright in the chip body or in the mechanical body. They're bright in other areas and not in chemical body socialization, maybe.
Well, no, I think socialization is totally screwed up. There are no rules.
Well, that's what I mean, and they don't realize that. They're immature in that area, so they try to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
They don't translate the confidence they have of their abilities and talents in other areas into chemical body interaction. That's probably a general plague now. Yeah. These kids who are smart in the digital stuff and whatever the education system gives them in that context are real lousy in relating it to the chemical body demands on themselves, so they don't get out of their bed.
Yeah.
Great point.
Yeah, and the educators and the parents and the churches and everything are just perpetuating the chaos.
Bullshit.
And making
bad,
it worse.
Bad people.
About their mental
and they're
health
part of the beast. They're part of the beast of their own ignorance.
Yeah.
They're part of the original sin of ignoring what's going on. This is what Nelson Thal was the last voice. Okay, there we are. We do this great show, and the news cycle goes on. Nelson, he's the last voice. And I put it there purposely. He goes, Bob, You won't believe this. Well, we just found out. Give me a call as soon as possible. The war continued. We must process the new environment of that day, the day after the broadcast. That's what that was. Never stops.
Yeah.
It's like, it's also like Shannon as a young mind recognized how perfect the show is. The show is damn fucking perfect. And it's something that could live on like Homer. That's a show which has all the greats of the 20th century, distilled in the great broadcast, all the key unknown people, the homeopathic retrievals, and it has a great point about Furry Lint, and then it's got Zappa, and then it has the daughter, the little next generation, responding. She said she said she would call her friends, I think she did it a bit, and
yes,
said, if you don't fucking get up at 4 in the morning and turn on the radio, then we're never friends anymore. That's what she told them.
So that was like her Bob Fest.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Puny 3 hours and 45, well, say 3.5 hours and then 50 minutes of extra talk by us. But 3.5 hours, and Bob Fest is what? Like 144 hours, right? So that was a rehearsal of Bob Fest.
I can't even do that now because they think I'm a lunatic anyway, and I'm a fringe dweller. So living in a cave somewhere, listening to Bob and Carolyn and Iron. So I don't even tell anybody. I can't phone anybody and tell them to listen to you, Bob.
No, do it. Oh, well, no, maybe you can't. They might be.
It'll blow my cover, Bob. It'll blow my cover. You know.
Yeah, I know. Because and Baudrillard wrote about this. He wrote about the new underground would be invisible, like under the underground, or not. New thought would be not be recognized by the Android Beam. I think we are. That show was that. It was new thought, new something that had to be fringe, would not be recognized by the Android meme. But now things are shifting, so it can be noticed. I'm very proud of my 30 years of broadcast. It's incredible stuff. It's a Homeric, rhapsodic education.
Yeah.
That's it. Those were the words I was looking for, Bob.
Yeah. Rhapsode. And Ion is a rhapsode in Plato.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the I
put
have
your attention
here,
on it. You can condense it into 8 months. I know.
All the hours of 30 years.
Just keep listening. It doesn't matter. You don't condense 30 years. You just keep listening.
And it takes 8 months to get through it all.
Well, you kind of get a glimpse of what's in the genie's little Pandora's box, and then you fucked.
What was the last two words that I've created, or fucked, or what was
then
that?
You're fucked.
You're fucked.
Oh, then you're fucked.
It only starts. It only begins there, you know.